Saint Augustine of Hippo famously said, "Understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand." And Saint Anselm of Canterbury, 1033 to 1109, added, "I do not seek to understand so that I may believe, but I believe so that I may understand. And what is more, I believe that unless I do believe, I shall not understand." It is as if belief opens up an inner treasure trove of understanding impossible to attain without prior faith. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews said, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And the Christian philosopher Soren Kierkegaard, 1813 to 1855, wrote about the necessity of taking a, quote, "leap of faith," end quote, with understanding coming after the faith risk of leaping. The amazing truth is that faith is self-authenticating, the proof revealing itself after the risk of believing. As you meditate on this ancient insight, pray with Saint Anselm his prayer, seeking the knowledge of God. O my God, teach my heart where and how to seek you, where and how to find you. You are my God and you are my all, and I have never seen you. You have made me and remade me. You have bestowed on me all the good things I possess. Still I do not know you. I have not yet done that for which I was made. Teach me to seek you. I cannot seek you unless you teach me, or find you unless you show yourself to me. Let me seek you in my desire. Let me desire you in my seeking. Let me find you by loving you. Let me love you when I find you. Amen. While none of us has ever seen God, we are nevertheless capable of sensing God as directly as our skin can sense the wind. When you risk believing in God and God's active, actual presence with you, God will, in God's timing and way, authenticate your faith, guaranteed. In August of 1976, I risked belief in Jesus' words about seeking and finding, risked belief in a yet unknown God. I then began searching, seeking God with my whole heart, as Anselm's prayer so beautifully expresses it. In late November of that year, God's Holy Spirit, the very wind love of God, breathed upon me, changing my life forever.